It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great and wonderful day to study the Word of God. Please join me today as we read John chapter 7. We're going to begin reading with verse 37 to the end of the chapter, verse 53. So while you're opening your Bibles to that scripture verse, John 7, beginning to read with 37, while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Love to have you with us today. Please now, if you've had a moment, to open your Bibles, and I hope that you have so that you can follow along with us. We'll begin to read in John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, "Of a truth, this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?" So there was a division among the people because of him, and some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and scribes and Pharisees, and said unto them, "Why have ye not brought him?" And the officers answered, "Never a man spake like this man." Then answered the Pharisees, "Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this man, this people who knoweth not the law are cursed." Nicodemus said unto them, "He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hears him, and know what he doeth?" And they answered and said unto him, unto Nicodemus, "Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet." Every man went unto his own house. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of his sweet word. Father, I thank you and praise you that we can take time to go through your word. Please touch our hearts. Have us follow so closely to you, Lord. I ask that as we begin the verses in verse 37, it speaks of, "If any man thirst," I ask, Father, that you will convict the hearts. Send your Spirit down upon this world, that you will convict the hearts of the lost. They will recognize there is only one way, and that is through and by you, Lord Jesus, and through your death and burial and resurrection, that they may be saved by faith through the gospel. Please that you draw them unto you today, and that they would choose to come to you and be saved, and then begin to serve and walk after you. Thank you for this time together now, Lord, and please that you bless us and use us, and again draw us closer unto you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to start with the 37th verse, because it says in the last day, that great day of the feast, it was the close of the Feast of the Tabernacle, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." As we look at that verse of Scripture, we need to realize that that's the important question. Are you thirsty? Have you heard the Word of God to where it makes you thirst and hunger after more? Do you want to know more? And that's the invitation Jesus is giving you. When the Holy Spirit comes and speaks to you, the Holy Spirit comes and convicts your heart. The Holy Spirit, He will show you that you are lost, that you're dying in your sin, and that you need a Savior, and that God has come to save you by the means of His Son, the Lord Jesus. And when He comes, when that conviction comes upon you, the presence of the Spirit comes upon you, not in you as a believer, but upon you, that conviction comes when we read the Word. Do you notice that every time that we've come together and you've listened, that you have that desire to know more, and you want to believe? You know, you want to be as King Agrippa, as Paul spoke to him, and he said, "Almost thou persuadest me." Is that where you're at today when we talk about the Word? And again, he says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. So it begins with a thirsting. Now, can you tell that today? Have you got that desire in your heart to come to him, but you're just not quite convinced, as again King Agrippa wasn't quite convinced? It is a free gift, and the offer is to you, let him come unto me and drink. So would you please come today? Come right now as we're beginning this study today. You don't have to wait till the end. You know, as you have a church service and you preach the word and you sing praises unto the Lord and you pray and then you have a song of invitation at the end, you sure don't have to wait till that song of invitation to be saved. You can be saved anytime, anywhere. And so I ask that you please trust in Jesus today as you have listened to these words and he has made you thirsty. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Please accept that free gift and come unto the Lord Jesus. That old ugly muddy water that the world has to try to satisfy your thirst just doesn't make it. But it's that sweet water that we have from the Lord Jesus, the bread of life that he offers unto us. Please that you come and trust in him today and follow after him. It continues in verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Until the Lord Jesus would go to the cross of Calvary, be crucified, laid in the grave, and then 3 days later out of that grave alive, will he be glorified. Right now he is at the right hand of the Father, seated next to the Father on the right side. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit now is here, and he is searching out those that will trust in him, convicting their heart first of all, drawing them unto the Lord Jesus, and then introducing them to Jesus. And then if they will come, as the scripture says above that, as they will come, then they will receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will come to live within them, not just be up on them as the Old Testament saints were, but it's within. So the Holy Spirit does the convicting. We proclaim the word, and the word will bring people to Jesus, but only because the Holy Spirit is out there drawing them. And as we know that the word touches the heart, and when people will come by faith to Jesus and trust in Calvary, you need to remember that Jesus died upon the cross of Calvary that we may live. And so please that you come to Jesus and be saved today. And then you'll have the opportunity, as verse 38 says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He that believeth on me, as the scripture saith, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, as we enjoy walking with the Lord Jesus, it's not that we just continue to become more and more like Jesus, but it flows through us, and we bring others to the Lord Jesus. That's how God is set to build his church. Many people, and I'm sure you've heard folks say that, you know, God could have written it in the sky if he'd have chose to how to be saved, all the words that are necessary for salvation, and people could have just looked up into the clouds and read the clouds and chose to or not to come to Jesus. But he did not do it that way. The reason that we are still here as believers is that we are to become more like Jesus ourselves, and also that we are his witness, and we are bringing other people to the Lord Jesus. Folks do not realize that to have children, to bring children into this world, is a wonderful blessing, to bring children into the world if God if he sees fit to give you children. Now, you have children. Say that you have children. What's the purpose of those children? To bring glory to yourself? The purpose of those children is that they will win their generation for Jesus. Now, we need to bring them up in knowing the Lord Jesus, teaching them the Word of God, and when they get old enough to an age, if they are the age of accountability, which I don't know what age that really is, it's different for everyone, but the point in time when they know that they're lost and they know they need a Savior, and you believe that Jesus is the Savior, that Jesus is the Messiah, when you come by faith and trust in Jesus as that child of yours, that son or that daughter, then you also bring them into the house of God all that time, that they may learn to work and to serve the Lord, and that they will bring others, and again, their generation. There's going to be a point in time when I'm going to get old and die if the Lord Jesus tarries and doesn't take me, doesn't rapture me out of here when he comes to get us. If that doesn't happen first, we will sit down, and he will. I will have to die. I'll have to face the grave. And when I do, my spirit will be in the presence of the Lord immediately. Where does my witness go? Maybe a few folks that are still alive will hear the words that I said, and they'll remember them and tell others. But where the real power and strength will come is in our children, that they will take over and continue all of their life proclaiming the gospel. And then they will have children, and their children will be saved and preach the gospel. And every generation is set then to win their own generation to the Lord Jesus. That's the purpose. Now here we have something that says that the belly shall flow rivers of living water out of the belly to walk after the Lord Jesus, to enjoy that precious time. And if we would go back to Isaiah 12:1, we can go back, because so many times these are quotes that we enjoy here. And as we look to Isaiah 12:3, I'm sorry, I was a couple verses off. And therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known to all the earth. Cry out and shout, there, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. It is wonderful to realize the power and the strength and the joy that is going to come from us. And your, instead of your bellies being full of the fleshly things, of the food of this world, fill it with the joy of the Lord Jesus, and that will happen the day you meet Jesus as your Savior and begin to serve him and walk after him. And so we have now from verse 37 down through verse 39, not only those that thirst come unto me, he that believeth, the promise that comes with the living water because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart. Now, the result of all this we find in the next few verses here. And we have many examples here. In verse 40 it says, many of the people therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth this is the prophet. And I believe that that they meant the true prophet, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. This is the prophet. So see, many people believed. Others even made it clearer than that. Now see, we have in verse 40, I have circled the word many. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth this is the prophet. Now verse 41, the very first word of that I have circled, says, others said, this is the Christ, the Messiah. Yes, it is. They knew that it was the Messiah, so they agreed with that and could see that. But then we have the last part, the last half of verse 41, but some, and I have circled, some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? There are always some that neglect to come to the Lord Jesus. We have some in our church today that neglect to surrender their heart to Jesus. And so you see, I can say that many have come. Even others have come to Jesus. But I always have to say as well that some question it. And that's what happened here. Some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? They still had that question. They would not come by faith to the Lord Jesus. They did not study the Old Testament. They did not look into the Old Testament to see what was taking place and what was behind all this, and was there prophecy to back the beliefs that this is the Messiah? You see, the problem was there that they desired so much, even though that they wanted Rome to come and the Roman government to put Jesus to death, they still hated Rome and would have given anything to be out from under the Roman rule. By them trying to get out from under the Roman rule, they were looking for a king that would come and set his kingdom up, and the Israelites, the Jews, would be the people. And the king would be a Jew, and for the first time and for many, many years that they could say, we have a king, and this is our king, and he would be all-powerful and rule over them and take away the bondage that they had with the Roman government. Instead of that, Jesus come as a servant. Jesus come as a savior. He did not come as a king at this time. He will return as the king, yes. But right now, he's come as the Savior. And so please that you don't miss him as these people were about to miss him. Because again, many people believed. They said, yes, this is the prophet. Even others looked very closely and realized, yes, this is the Christ. But some. And it just breaks my heart as I have that some sitting in church, listening to the Word of God, as these people had the opportunity to see Jesus, listen to Jesus, and yet some didn't come. It's so sad. Are you a part of that some? Only you know your heart. So please that you come to the Lord Jesus. Come by faith. It is a one-time deal, not over and over again. I've talked to folks, and they said, you know, you trust in Jesus, you ask the Lord Jesus to save you, to come into your heart every day. No, my friend, you fellowship with Jesus every day, you talk to Jesus every day, but there's only one day. Jesus went to the cross of Calvary once. He died on that cross one time. He went to that grave one time, and he rose again one time. And all that was done and took away your sin. So you only need to come to him once. But it's not in the mind, my friend. It's not in the head, it's in the heart. You come to Jesus by faith and trust in him. Again, many. The next verse, 41, others. Middle of verse 41, some questioned it. Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Verse 42, hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? That's a good question. That's a good question. They wanted to know. So there was division among the people because of him. Some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Now I want to look just for a few minutes because of verse 42. Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? Now we have several verses of scripture that I looked so we could read them, but I have two that we will read, and possibly a third one. But Isaiah 11:1. And when we look at Isaiah 11:1, it tells us here, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Out of the stem of Jesse. We're talking about David. Didn't they talk about David here? Didn't it say, hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David? Yes. And that's what that word in chapter Isaiah, book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 1. Now, let's look to Micah. That may be a little more difficult for you to find as we look through the scriptures. Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, and then you'll find Micah. Micah chapter 5. Micah chapter 5. We're going to look at the second verse. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be a little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler of Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Where are we looking at? Bethlehem, Ephratah. Now I'd like to go to Malachi 3. Just got a couple of pages there on to Malachi. OK, because you realize Malachi is the very last book of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 3, verse 3. And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them of gold. And they shall offer unto the Lord the offering in righteousness. Then shall he offer of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to the Lord as the days of old and the former years. We have in that chapter, in that book, a messenger that came. And when I started with verse 3, he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi, purge them as gold and silver, they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness. Look where that's coming from. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come in his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He shall sit as a refiner, purifier of silver. John the Baptist told, it was a prophecy of his coming. It was told that John would come and be the forerunner of the Lord Jesus, to introduce the Lord Jesus. John was there. John had come. Now Jesus was there. And so not only do we have back in Isaiah and in Micah concerning out of the seed of David, but also we have out of Bethlehem, and also we have John the Baptist that was the last. They didn't listen to his report, and they had forgotten what Malachi had said concerning John the Baptist and his presence and his coming. We have the joy of many other verses of Scripture. I had looked up in 2 Samuel and in Psalms, several of them, in Jeremiah and in Zechariah. We have several verses of Scripture concerning David, especially the seed of David, from David. Now, these people, back in verse 42, hath not the Scripture says that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? Yes, it did. That was a question of one of this group who said, hath not the Scripture said? So you see, they studied it part of the time, but then they didn't follow their heart. They followed their head. There was so much tradition and things brought into place that they chose to deny what the Word of God is saying. Are you doing the same thing? Are you denying the Word of God? Are you neglecting such a free gift of salvation? When the Scripture tells us in Romans that the wages of sin is death, do you believe that? Do you believe that's going to be the cost of your sin? But do you also believe the last half of that verse of Scripture that tells us not only the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord? Whosoever confesseth with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, shall be saved. In the heart, confession is made with the mouth, but you have to believe in the heart. Now please, that you trust in the Lord Jesus. Again, verse 40, many did, others did, but some didn't. This caused much division, according to verse 43. So there was a division among the people because of him. They started to believe. Some believed, some didn't. And so now there's a set against each other. That's that way today, isn't it? Many people, again, neglect such a free gift. And those that neglect the gift of salvation, and they try to build everything upon the works. And we have many religions today that are built on nothing but works, and the Word of God is very seldom spoken, read slightly, but they have taken other versions of the Bible that have been translated, and they have moved to those to where the power of God is gone. I stay with the King James. I want to stay with that because that's the closest that we have. And please, that you would return if you've left that. Says, oh, Larry, that King James, that's just too hard to read. Don't leave it, please. If you do not want to leave the power of God, don't leave the King James Version of the Bible. Stay with that, please. I even use the old King James because I don't even like the new one. I want to stay as closely as I can to the Word of God. And even then, I look up in the Greek and the Hebrew the meanings of the words as I'm preparing the lessons, the teachings, and the preaching. Please, that you look unto the Word of God. And you recognize, the question came, isn't this what the Scripture says? Yes, it is. But there was division among the people. And you'll always find division. There'll be division until the very day that Jesus comes, not only the second time, not only rapture His church, but also then all the way through to the end of the tribulation. There'll even be question, even though He's going to rule with a rod of iron during the thousand-year millennium, there'll still be some lost folks there that'll still question. They'll still be in question. Not all will believe, even when Jesus is ruling and reigning here. As during the time when Jesus walked on the earth for the 33 years, many people knew Him, walked with Him very closely, but did not come by faith to Him. So please, that you do not neglect such a free gift as the salvation of the Lord Jesus. Again, there was division according to 43, 44, and some of them would have taken Him, but no man laid hands on Him. My friend, His hour had not yet come. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought Him? What's the problem? The feast is almost over. Why have you not arrested Him and brought Him to us? What do we have back in verse 32? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning Him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take Him. That was clear up in verse 32. All this has taken place down until we get down to the verse 45. Then came the officers to the chief priests and the Pharisees, said unto them, why have ye not brought Him? What's the problem? Why have you not arrested this man? The officers answered in verse 46, never a man spake like this man. Never a man spake like this man. We've never heard anyone. You know, the sad thing is that you can go and you can hear a great preacher that preaches the Word so clearly, and oh, you just sit there and take it all in, and you're moved because the speaker can speak with such enthusiasm and such power, and he is a very charismatic man, and you listen to him, and so you're just taken in by everything. He's a great speaker, great speech he's giving. That doesn't make it. These people, just because they were looking, and He is the greatest speaker, the greatest teacher. But you see, they needed to do more than just listen to His wonderful speech. They needed to come by faith to Him and be saved. And today we have a multitude of people following these charismatic preachers that have the ability to sway your emotions and get to where you feel so good. I want you to feel so bad about your sin that you repent and turn unto the Lord Jesus and come unto Him and be saved. That's what I want. I've heard folks before, they say, oh, you know, they come to this church and they're more comfortable in this church than they were in a different church, or they were in this church. Well, my friend, most of the time those people were lost. If they weren't lost, they was backslidden. And if they were backslidden or lost, either one, they should not be comfortable when we come into this church, because the Holy Spirit is present, convicts the heart of the lost. Is that what pacified you and satisfied you, that you took your wife or your husband or your children to a place where they were more comfortable so they could sit there and die and go to hell? Think about that just a little bit, my friend. Never a man had they ever heard that spake like this. How has the Word of God today touched your heart? Are you just saying, well, I like the words, but shall Christ come out of Galilee? Are you going to stay and be some of the some? Or are you going to be part of the people that came to Jesus? My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?